Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tom in Illinois, who uses a maid service, and he wants to know if he should be issuing a Form 1099 miscellaneous to the maid, or should the maid service do that? Well, folks, I bring this question to you because many people use maid services and might be doing it wrong also. Chris Hicks is right. The maid service should be issuing the Form 1099 miscellaneous, but perhaps there's something else we're not seeing. Assuming that Tom is a customer, do you have a contract with the maid service? Usually they have the maids bring a contract out on the first day. If not, please get a copy of the contract from your maid service. Essentially, although you're handing her the money, it goes to the maid service, right? If you pay her in check, whose name goes on the payee line, the maid's or the service? If you've been writing the checks directly in the name of the maid, you are responsible. In fact, not for a 1099, but possibly a W-2 and a Schedule H on your tax return. If you're writing the check to the maid service, they're responsible. Now, once this audit with Illinois is resolved, if you're the customer and have been paying the maid, change the arrangement. Get a contract and start paying the maid service directly. And have the maid service share in your audit assessment if you have one, since they should have been doing it this way in the first place. It's their business. They are responsible for knowing how to set it up properly so the arrangement is the easiest possible for the customers. After all, they are in the business of providing convenience, aren't they? I hope this clarifies why the auditors may be disagreeing with you. You may need the help of a tax professional who has experience with Illinois audits to help make your case and avoid any assessments. Good luck, and remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about household help and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.